Now the rest of the story.
The Orient's always had a great fascination for Englishmen. In modern times, one particular Englishman. Charles' first trip to Japan was neither a diplomatic mission nor official in any sense. Japan was simply a place that he always wanted to visit. Nonetheless, a royal welcome was inevitable. Charles was declared a guest of the Japanese government. As his ship arrived in Kobe Harbor, it was greeted by an Air Force display. Thousands of admirers cheered from the docks. Even as this pomp and ceremony proceeded, there were men in Japan plotting Charles's assassination. The assassins were members of a secret society called the Black Dragon. They knew that killing Charles would provoke international outrage. They even dared to hope that the incident would start a full-scale war. The conspirators' big challenge would be getting to their heavily guarded target. On Charles' staff was a Japanese national named Kono, an advance man and private secretary frequently consulted regarding local protocol. Well, the Black Dragon developed a file on this Kono, and based on that information, they decided how and when to approach him, and they did. The message which Kono related to Charles was that he had been contacted by someone, presumably a merchant, who claimed to possess a rare collection of pornographic paintings on silk, and he wanted Charles to come to a private home to see the pornography. Charles bristled. The suggestion was absurd, he said. Kono was instructed, tell the man so. Well, to us, his response was predictable, but to the Black Dragon, it was inconceivable that such alluring bait had been rejected. The following evening, Charles dined in a fashionable Tokyo restaurant. In one of the private rooms, Kono was present. Suddenly, six young men entered the dining hall. As the others remained standing, one strode to the table, pulled out an empty chair, sat down next to Kono. In obviously suppressed anger, this man began speaking to Kono in Japanese. Something he said made Kono's eyes grow wide with fear. Charles demanded what was the meaning of this. In trembling English, Kono identified the intruder as the man with the pornographic pictures. Charles was now to be escorted to see them, whether he liked it or not. Had Charles himself not instantly perceived what was happening, and had he not reacted as he did, there's no telling how things might have turned out. But just so you know, it was Charles who saved his own life. By reaching into a coat pocket, pretending to have a gun, and by glaring and speaking so fiercely that the would-be assassins, caught momentarily off guard, actually allowed him to bolt from the private room into the safety of the crowded restaurant. The details of the assassination plot came out later in court. For you see, the six conspirators, frustrated by their unsuccessful attempts to kill Charles, went out the very next day to the palace of the Prime Minister of Japan and shot him dead. The assassins confessed that they would have killed the Prime Minister's son as well, had he not been otherwise occupied playing host to Charles. Charles, the distinguished guest of the Japanese government in May of 1932, the one who averted and then diverted an assassin's bullet, our screen star, Charlie Chaplin. And now you know the rest of the story.